Tonight we will listen to the words of the psalmist as a means of digesting the gospel that we'll hear this evening. So let's take a moment and remember in all three centers, feeling our feet on the ground, feeling the breath that breathes us, connecting with any emotion that may be present, just allowing it, and observing any thoughts, allowing them to simply pass on by. And from this place, we ask, loving Creator, we thank you for this opportunity to be together in worship this evening. Open our hearts, our minds, and our bodies to receive, through the silence, your word, and the Eucharist. We pray this in your most holy threefold name, God transcendent, God omnipresent, and God immanent and indwelling, the Holy Living Trinity. Amen.
Our first reading is taken from Psalm 114, from Naren Merrill's Psalms for Praying. Come, all you who have wandered far from the path, who have separated yourselves from love. A banquet is prepared for you in the heart's secret room. There you will find the way home. A welcome ever awaits you. Even as you acknowledge the times you have erred, the forgiveness of the Beloved will envelop you. Call upon the Beloved when fear arises, when you feel overwhelmed. The Eternal Listener will heed your cry. You will find strength to face the shadows. Befriend all that is within you. Discover the secret room in your heart. Then will abundant blessings enter your home, and you will welcome the divine guest who is ever with you. The Word of the Lord. Our second reading is from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said, "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You are like whitewashed tombs which appear beautiful on the outside, but inside are full of dead men's bones and every kind of filth. Even so, on the outside you appear righteous, but inside you are filled with hypocrisy and evil doing. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You build the tombs of the prophets and adorn the memorials of the righteous. And you say, 'If we had lived in the days of our ancestors, we would not have joined them in the shedding of the prophets' blood.' Thus you bear witness against yourselves that you are children of those who murdered the prophets. Now fill up what your ancestors measured out." The Gospel of the Lord. May these readings nourish our journeys deeper into wisdom and love. Amen.
My name is Jill Frank. I forgot to tell you that earlier, for those of you who don't know, and I'm standing in for Peter, who's away with family right now. And of interest, I did this last year on August 28th, and guess what? I had the same scripture. And it's not a favorite of mine. So when I got it again, I read it, and I realized that this year I have a new relating force for this scripture. Because as many of you know, I've just participated in the forgiveness prayer retreat. And I've been telling pretty much everybody I come in contact about how wonderful it was and how much it touched 25 of our lives. So this year, when I heard the dead men's bones and the filth, what came up to me was that we're talking about undigested material of a lifetime. And I think it's interesting that he brings up the ancestors, because it's not always just this one lifetime. It might be our ancestors' unhealed and unresolved, undigested material that we have packed in our tissues too. Father Carl says the issues are in the tissues, and I believe this to be true. So I loved Psalm 11, which talks to us about creating a sacred space within. And I won't have time to go through the whole 3.5-day retreat and forgiveness prayer this evening, but I do want to really focus on the secret room and the sacred space. So the psalmist begins, "Come, all you who have wandered far from the path." And to that I see the scribes and the Pharisees, really just as our small s self. It is our acquired conscience. It's the programs that we've put on to give us a relating force for life. And they begin when we're young, when we're kids. We start finding protective mechanisms for these little critters. And they get deeper and deeper. And we learn that in order to support the programs, there's a lot of material that gets stuffed that we just can't deal with at the time. So we kind of pack it down in this receptacle of our body. And by the time we get to midlife, or some of us later, it's built up pretty thick. And our programs that worked for us maybe when we were 3 years old aren't working so well anymore. So I think the psalmist is calling us back at that point. Often we're met with a conscious shock where something falls apart in our life and we get to see that something's amiss and we need a new way of dealing with it. So the psalmist says that you've separated yourselves from love, but a banquet is prepared for you in the heart's secret room. To me, this speaks to me of what Father Keating calls our basic core of goodness, or our divine DNA. It's within all of us, but we have to learn to access it. And I believe that's what the psalmist is calling us to, is this secret room. And it's a secret because we've got to get to know it. And the very first part of the forgiveness prayer is creating a sacred space in the cathedral of your heart. And it uses the tool of positive imagination in order to really vision this and feel this and smell this space. And the first forgiveness prayer retreat I did was with Mary Dwyer a long time ago. And I think it was a 5-day retreat. And I swear I spent the first 3 days just creating my sacred space. I don't think I was ready to go any deeper to start calling people into it yet. So I spent a lot of time creating that. And that space, that vision, has stayed to this day. It's always remained the same space. And the reason we're doing this is because we need to connect with that within and be able to bring up the stuff that have gotten packed deep and allow it to have a place to come to be healed. So the forgiveness prayer has a lot of aspects of the welcoming prayer in that you are going towards whatever your sensation is in your body, and you're allowing it and you're feeling it, you're willing to be with it, and then you're releasing it. I call the forgiveness prayer the welcoming prayer on steroids, because you're actually asking for it, you're inviting it in, rather than just bringing up to whatever meets you in life. So it can be pretty intense, and it's really important that you have a tool, an inner resource or guide that you can take everything to. And a big part of creating the space is seeing the divine presence there with you. And you can do it with ancestors, beloved ancestors that have gone before, or teachers, or Jesus, or God, or just a warm light. So that is the way home. The psalmist says, there you'll find a way home, a welcome ever awaits you. So not only are we welcoming what's coming to us, but we are being welcomed in this space. Even as you acknowledge the times you've erred, I think it's inviting us to bring up those bones and that filth that has been packed deep, and to own it, to acknowledge it. We're no longer trying to stuff it or pretend it's not there. We're actually going towards it and inviting it in. The forgiveness of the beloved will envelop you. So we're invited to bring it in and release it to our beloved source. Call upon the beloved when fear arises. Again, I feel like that's our positive imagination and really connecting with the light within. As we begin our services and all of our meetings these days, we say we light the Christ candle, remembering the light of Christ that shines within each of us. And I think it's really important with our days of social distancing, where there's not very many of us together in one place. But somehow this light of Christ, and saying this over and over, is helping connect with this sacred space and secret room that we all have, that the light shines forth in. When you feel overwhelmed, to me that speaks of the whitewashed tombs. We learn to keep up a good front on the outside, regardless of what's going on the inside. I can't tell you how many people come to me in my medical practice and start to cry, and they want to hold it together, and they don't want to let down their guard. And it's so important to realize that that's part of getting real and starting to allow what's real to come up and to create authentic beings rather than the whitewashed tombs of the scribes and Pharisees. The eternal listener will heed your cry. You'll find strength to face the shadows. And this is something else we learn in the forgiveness prayer, that we're not doing it. We're not doing it. Grace does it. God does the forgiving. And a lot of times we meet it with, well, that's too big. I can't forgive that. It's not possible. And what we're reminded is all we have to do is go towards it with intention and act as if, and continue to keep taking it into that secret room where the light of Christ can release it for us. Befriend all that is within you. The Ho'oponopono practice, I love you, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you. This is a way that we can begin to befriend what's within us. We can begin to release the wounds that we may have and the issues we have with God, with others, with our political system. I feel like it's such a valuable practice. It's using the tool of affirmation. You don't have to believe it. You don't have to feel it. You just have to be willing to go towards it and say the words. And this is one that I found that you can use in the littlest things. I had an event in clinic the other day where I had an irritation coming up because someone hadn't told me how to contact my patient, and it was an online visit, and it was actually Google, and so it was just a few minutes wasted trying to find my patient. And I started feeling this energy come up, and I picked up my phone, and I was going to text her and let her know, come on, you need to let me know this stuff. And as that came up, I just breathed and I melted and I said, oh God, I love you. And I do. I love this person who was working with me. Please forgive me for starting to go there. I'm sorry and thank you. And it was gone like that. That was the end of it. And I didn't have to put any of that energy out on this beloved of mine. Discover the secret room in your heart. Then will abundant blessings enter your home. This is where we enter into the flow of divine love and begin to be lived by spirit, where we truly can trust that whatever it is, no matter how big it seems for us, no matter how impossible, we have within us the capability of taking it in and handing it over. Then abundant blessings enter your home, and you will welcome the divine guest who is ever with you. So the idea of fill up what your ancestors measured out, I've wondered about that. And what I'm thinking tonight that fill up is bringing, raising up the level of consciousness. One of the things that came up for me in the forgiveness prayer, and I mentioned this the other day, was the idea that we need to make it personal. If I'm seeing something out there, racism, for example, and I don't know what to do about it, and I don't even feel it in myself, and yet it's out there and I'm seeing it, and there are people that are hurting, so how do I make that real? And something that came in during this forgiveness prayer is that one of the most beloved people in my life, my grandmother, who was a God woman, a good woman, and the seat of my magnetic center, would be called racist by definition. And when I saw that and realized that was my ancestors, and she didn't know. She was enculturated completely different and had experiences that I've never had. And we learn in the work that we can heal backwards and forwards. So I can raise the level of consciousness. I can feel the things that come up in my heart when I hear things and I think of things that have been said before by my ancestors in the past. And I can feel that, and I can bring up the same, I'm sorry, I love you, please forgive me, thank you. And I can do it for the rest of my life if that's what it takes to heal those wounds. And I believe that this forgiveness work is something that we can all use now in these times of pandemic and isms and political polarization and strife. And it's something that we can do to meet the helplessness and the, I'll just say the helplessness of not knowing how to move forward. So what I get from this is that we have to empty out so that we can be filled. Empty out all of the undigested material of a lifetime and of many lifetimes back, that we may be filled with God's love that can take us all forward. We bring it to the source for healing and release. So let's take a moment and feel into that possibility. Amen. Amen. Thank you for your presence this evening. May we remember our secret room and the light that shines within as we go forth in this day and in this week. Amen.